If you thought worms were the only way to make compost, then the sound of this machine might surprise you. It's a mechanical compost bin, invented by a farmer on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, not far from the Big Pineapple. But the composter is powered by the sun, and its designer thinks it could be an Australian first.
It certainly is, yes. We are happy to say that it's been designed here in Australia, running entirely on solar.
Penny Mitchell is a worm farmer at Palmwoods. She's built this device in her backyard shed.
We've got the solar panels that you can see on the top there. You open the lid and there's a couple of barrels inside. You feed your waste, so your organic fruit and veg scraps, any scraps, compostable packaging. You can feed that for about a week until it's quite full, and then you start feeding the second barrel. Once the second barrel's very full, you can come back to the first barrel, which would be within sort of 10 to 14 days, and empty it out, and you've got a great compost that you can use on your garden.
Composting is something that people would normally assume is done by worms, but this machine doesn't need that. It just goes into the compost goes into these barrels. The barrels are rotated with the power of the sun, and that becomes the compost.
It does. So basically, the food waste or any waste that is breaking down actually produces bacteria that will heat it up to pasteurise it, so up to, you know, sort of 50, 60 degrees. So it breaks down fairly rapidly if you're heating it up and then aerating it, and then it heats again and aerates. So we don't put any external heat into it. It's all done by a natural process.
And who are your customers? Who's actually buying this technology?
So a lot of the people are obviously interested in their footprint, so their sustainability. But we also sell them to schools and universities that are educating the population to be much more aware of what happens with our waste at the end of its cycle.
But it's not just universities and schools where the solar power composter is being used. Sunshine Coast Airport has recently installed one too. General Manager Peter Pallett explains.
As part of our carbon accreditation program, we were looking at a way to introduce a third stream in terms of our waste minimisation. And OSCO is a locally made product. It's solar powered, and we're using it now to take all of the waste from our cafes and from our offices in terms of food. And so far, about 14,500 litres of that material is being treated and now in our gardens.
You've nicknamed it OSCO, On-Site Composting Apparatus.
Certainly OSCO, of course, for those of my vintage, Sesame Street, lives in the bin, and OSCO's a great partner to us.
It's Kelvin Steele's job to look after the composter. Kelvin, what does that actually involve?
Feeding OSCO daily, sorting, getting the consistency right. It's like being a chemist, really, getting the wetness and taking the wetness out with some dry carbon neutral stuff like sawdust and paper. We just try and get a really good consistency and monitor it over the 2.5 weeks that it's in there until it's matured, until we take it out, and then we can start using that bin again, and you just keep monitoring it.
It's quite ironic, Peter. A garbage truck has just showed up. Have you noticed, or do you not need as many of these vehicles arriving anymore to pick up your waste?
Oh, that's right, Marty. We've actually reduced significantly the amount of trucks that we have going to landfill, and we've had to double the amount of trucks that are now going to the recycle depot. And certainly the refuse area, it's much nicer smelling.
Once the waste matter has been broken down into compost, it will be sprinkled on surrounding gardens. OSCO is an important step in Sunshine Coast Airport's attempt to become carbon neutral. Penny Mitchell says as businesses like airports try to boost their environmental credentials, interest in her invention is growing.
Yeah, we're actually getting quite a bit of interest. We've had inquiries from India and New Zealand and a few other places. So I think that there's lots of potential in the future. Everybody's looking at climate change and being more responsible. So hopefully it's a thing of the future.
Penny, you're building these at the moment in your backyard shed. Are you going to have to expand if this becomes more popular?
We do like working from our backyard shed. We don't have far to go, but yeah, I guess scales, how many we'll be producing will dictate, you know, the size shed we need.